Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rim and Lib.
You are sounding out of breath.
I think kind of am somehow, even though I've been sitting here.
We're both a little sicky, so sorry if you hear some sniffles.
Yeah. Happy February to those who celebrate.
Oh my gosh, I do celebrate.
You do celebrate February, as do I. I'm wearing heart socks today. Wore pink and red the other day for no reason.
So, I mean,
just because it's February, that's quote, unquote, the spirit no of February.
Reason. I also wear pink and red today.
And I bet all of you guys are freaking happy that January is over, aren't you?
Oh. Do you have opposite opinions?
I'm just like so sick of the January slander. I'm sick
of people. Well, it is your birthday month.
I'm sick of people being like day 7,486 of January. And it's like, okay, let's actually talk about this for a second. Every month is the same length.
There's something about the feeling, though. It's the feeling, and I'll say it.
I think it's a placebo. I think people are saying that it feels long because everyone else is saying that it feels
long. No, like, I was feeling that, and then I saw people say it, and I was
yes. Oh, really?
Your birthday feels like 4 weeks ago. When your birthday was 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
It feels forever ago.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say is don't be rude about January in front of me. It's just rude. It's insensitive. People need to understand that. And I've said that to my friends who hate January. I'm like, you understand you're being so rude. Like, my birthday was yesterday.
Totally. And you're talking about this month.
And
sucking.
They're like, it's separate. It's separate.
Well, like, I kind of feel that. I mean, it is very different, but I kind of feel that when people try to jump to Christmas before it's even my birthday. My birthday is November 5th and people are already celebrating Christmas, and I'm like, slow down, everybody.
That's true.
A few big holidays, my birthday, Thanksgiving.
I also do have to understand, I have a friend whose birthday is in September, and I think September is such a dumb month.
But you don't hate that friend.
I don't hate that friend. Okay, whatever.
Okay, I think we need to jump right in. We're not jumping right in, but we need to start talking about what really matters.
Well, I hesitate. Obviously, we have to talk about this. But don't you know what I mean? It's just like,
you haven't said anything.
So true. We need to talk about the Grammys.
I think you're nervous that people are going to be mad and disagree with us.
No, I'm not nervous about anything. It's just about? Like, by the time they listen to this, the Grammys have been over a week ago. You know, I wish there was a perfect world in which we could have talked about the Grammys.
Yeah.
In our last episode.
Yeah.
But we can't, so whatever.
Whatever, here we are, and whatever.
I have, you guys have been dying to hear to say about the Grammaroosties.
I do too. And a lot of them are the same thing. Okay, I just have to start by saying that I was watching the Grammys live.
Yeah.
And Remedy had told me there was a potential plan of her watching the Grammys, but she never really said what it was.
But I never confirmed with Libby in writing and like blood dropping.
Yeah, there was no blood drawn.
That I was 100% watching the Grammys.
Well, and so I just sent her a text and I ruined everything. I did send her a text of a tear on my face, and I said, this tear. I said something like
crying
because Sabrina won. But I literally said, Sabrina won best pop vocal album.
So specific.
Well, because I thought either she was actively watching and she was going to be on the same page, or she wasn't
watching,
going to watch, or was going to watch, like, or was just going to kind of see the updates. I just didn't know.
And that's okay. I told Libby, like, okay, you did just spoil it for me. However, it's not your fault.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad though. I didn't spoil anything else.
I was still happy when I saw it in the moment, but it was hard to not tell the people that I was watching with, like, Sabrina's gonna win, because I already knew.
I was so excited. I was screaming.
But that was fun. We're proud of her. I'm happy for her.
Her performance was absolute next level. Ellie said she thinks it's the best Grammy performance she's ever seen. And I was like, I mean, I agree, but I'm incredibly partial.
Okay, that is so interesting, because it wasn't even my favorite performance of the night.
Who was?
You're gonna be like, what? But I think my favorite was Shaboozy.
Huh?
I loved it. I loved the aesthetic.
It was so boring.
Sabrina's to me was like choppy. I liked it. It's wonderful, but it's like I've seen her live twice, so.
Oh my gosh. I felt like it was a good representation of she did her vocals and she did the funny and she was very unique. I just feel like it was a good representation for people who haven't seen her live.
For sure.
Like, you know.
People were also cracking up, though, not the group of people I was watching with, but online,
mm-hmm.
being like, oh my gosh, she's so funny. Like, it's just, she's comedy. Even the host was like, Sabrina taking my bit. And I was just like, well, I didn't think it was that funny. I thought it was cheesy. But it's still funny. Sabrina. Like, yeah. I love her. And she looked fabulous.
Yeah, she was awesome.
But, okay, Ellie's saying it was the best Grammy performance she's ever seen.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah. Totally.
But you, of course, were going to think that.
I will say, Doechii, I thought her performance was really awesome, too.
I loved it.
It was really cool. And
I've definitely done some of those dance moves before. Like, the way she was doing some of the crazy things at the mm-hmm. beginning, I was like, somehow I've done that with my body.
What was it like? She was holding her leg up?
Yes. Just, like, being in the most, like,
crazy,
insane poses. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And her speech also made you cry, right?
Yeah, I texted Remini. Well, I said, I can't tell you what, but I've already cried.
I've been crying.
I've been crying. I really did shed many tears at her speech. It was really awesome. And Ellie was just kind of like, huh? And I was like, that was so powerful.
It was powerful.
It was awesome. And then it's showing all the women in the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so awesome.
And then when I saw Doechii's speech, I texted Libby and I was like, it was Doechii's, wasn't mm-hmm. it?
Did and you yeah. cry?
No. But again, I was watching with a group of people that it just like.
You weren't.
I wasn't ever going to be able to fully. And I know some of you guys are listening to this. Don't take offense. But it just wasn't the crowd that I'm 100% feeling all of my emotions and like playing into all of my antics.
There's a lot
and, like,
of social aspects too.
Yeah.
It was just me in my living room. I was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the performance that I can't stop. It's been living in my head.
Ronnie rolling my eyes.
Not because I loved it, but because I thought it was absolutely. Why would you be rolling your eyes?
I don't know. I think I know what it is.
But it's just like it was so insane.
Is it Benson Boone?
Yes.
Okay.
The most insane from start to finish. I was like, what is going on?
But I think that was a good representation of how he performs.
But his performance, in my opinion, doesn't match his music.
No, his outfit doesn't match
no,
his music
I'm
at
like,
all. I was confused.
You're not
by
Harry
it.
Styles. Like,
totally.
Shouldn't you just be in like how a black
be wearing
t-shirt?
Like flannel.
Yes.
That's what I pictured he
and
should
then
be in.
And the backflips.
No, the backflips. But that's the thing is he does that. Chastity was like, yeah, he does that. I was like, oh, okay. She's a big fan. I don't know.
Didn't really realize until a couple weeks ago that Benson Boone was this like.
Are you trying? Remini has a hanger on her neck like she's a t-shirt. No, sorry. Not like she's the t-shirt, but like she's the hook.
I was needing something to fidget
ball.
With.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
But anyways, yeah. I didn't really realize he was like that relevant. I heard something recently that he is one of the most listened to people on Spotify or something.
I don't know who.
Insane.
He's really talented. I don't mean that as like he's bad, but I don't really know anyone who's, other than Chastity, I don't know anyone who's listening to him actively.
Well, we found out today that my roommate, Gracie,
mm-hmm.
because we've been making fun of it and singing that song week.
He's my number one artist.
She realized that like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of Benson Boone songs on my playlist.
She didn't even realize.
But she didn't know that that is who that was.
Mm.
But yeah, not to say that he's not talented, but also me and a bunch of my friends at work the other day were singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all kind of hitting all the notes and sounding good. And we were like, wait, is it actually incredibly easy to sing?
Oh, okay. That coming from
so
you.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Something that I also will need to say and bring to the light is that I've been thinking that Teddy Swims was Ed Sheeran.
And I don't. What song does he sing?
I couldn't like sing it right now. I don't remember. But all of a sudden, this Teddy Swims person comes on
the
scene.
Lose Control?
I don't know.
Oh. You thought this was Ed Sheeran?
No. Hear me out.
I don't even know if that's able
to play. I never have like heard that song and registered that that's Teddy Swims. I don't really even know if I've ever heard that song, but I've been hearing the name Teddy Swims, Teddy Swims, Teddy Swims.
And you and thought it was
I've been thinking it was just another name for Ed Sheeran.
I don't understand.
And I did some digging during the Grammys because I was like, why have I been thinking this?
Does he have an alternate name?
Ed Sheeran's Instagram name is Photos by Teddy
or okay, something. Okay.
And so that is I hear another Teddy in the music realm and I'm like, oh yeah, Ed Sheeran.
It's just Ed Sheeran. I get it. It's like, I can't think of any other examples, but I know what you're talking about.
Totally.
So something that felt really significant was when Taylor Swift presented the Best Country Album.
Yes.
And handed the Grammy to Beyonce. It felt really significant. We were just kind of like, this feels like a moment.
For sure.
And then when Beyonce won Best Album, I was asleep. But when she won Best Album, her and Jay-Z, cheers. They clinked. You see that?
I didn't watch anymore. I just stopped at one point because I left the house I was watching at. And then I didn't. I just like looked up after that who won the award. So I didn't see anything.
It was pretty. I don't know. It just like
Beyonce
felt,
and Jay-Z clinking.
No, Taylor Swift. After Beyonce won Best Album, there's a picture of Taylor Swift cheersing with Jay-Z. Look.
Okay.
And it just feels like Taylor. Okay. I was thinking on my way over here. Taylor Swift didn't win anything, but she was just being a really fun hype girl.
Okay.
I personally felt like I've just kind of been off of my Taylor Swift love recently. Like, obviously, I'm always going to love her, but I haven't been like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I just like really like appreciated her. She kind of felt like the big sister of music at the Grammys. Like, she was cheering on all the girls. She was so excited. I'm sure
she was.
She was disappointed. I'm sure she was drinking a lot of alcohol, honestly. She might have been on drugs. I don't know. I don't know.
Such strong accusations.
But I know. But I'm just like, I don't know. I can't just be like, for she's sure. So pure and awesome. I don't know what was going on. But I feel like she shows up in her little red dress. She's just there to have a good time. Like, she just like was always going to just show up and have a good time.
Yeah. I don't really think she cares anymore. I think she's won enough. She's done enough that she's probably fine.
Yeah.
For the rest of her life.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sometimes believing that, which I've said this before. Mm-hmm. I like Taylor Swift as an artist and I like her music.
Yeah.
As a person, we don't necessarily vibe that much.
Okay.
But I always I wonder with Taylor Swift how genuine she truly is.
Really?
Or like,
it's really fair.
If she like does all this stuff because she refuses to be problematic or seen in a bad light, mm-hmm. which is fine. It's just like that's how she wants to present herself mm-hmm. into the world. But she's such a mastermind. I'm like, mm-hmm. even the Taylor Swift is such like a hype girl and big sister. Mm-hmm. She has ensured that that is how totally. She's being viewed. Which is,
I
like,
think is
fine.
A great move, though.
Yeah.
Because at least she's doing that and not being a mean girl and like.
100%. I agree.
Like outwardly. Maybe she's being a mean girl behind closed doors. I don't know. And that when I say she was potentially on drugs, that was also my way of saying, like, I don't know what's going on.
She might be on drugs.
Like, she might have been, like,
rumor
you know,
has
like,
it, y'all.
Saying, and, like, there's pictures of her whispering to Chapel. She's whispering to Cynthia. But, like, she could have been saying really mean things about other people. We don't know. Like,
so
we don't know.
True.
But I'm just going to accept that even if it was all fake, she was still being a good example of just how to be a girl. Just like cheer on other girls. Be excited for their victories.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there with your arms crossed and pouting, you know?
100%.
Even if it's all fake, girls are still going to see that and be like, that's awesome. And they're going to be cheering on their friends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, even if it's fake, it was a good example.
It's a good show, Taylor, that you're putting on.
It was a good show. And I mean, it was, there were some good things that came from it. Do you have thoughts on Beyonce winning Album of the Year? Your arch nemesis.
It's died down a little bit. I don't know if I think Beyonce should have won Album of the mm-hmm. Year. I enjoyed Cowboy Carter. I will say that. I was talking about it with some people afterwards, and one of my friends just made a good point that she probably has 3 or 4 songs on that album that aren't original songs. And also, she just kind of has... the album kind of has a lot of skippable songs,
mm-hmm.
songs that you're definitely not listening to start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we're not the Academy, and the Academy is
the Academy's Oscars,
of
honey.
there's a Grammy Academy as
really?
Well. Really? And they're the ones who choose.
There's a Grammy Academy? Grammy.
Yes. It's made up of 13,000 people. They talked about it multiple times.
Oh.
Yes.
Scratch that. Scratch that from the record. Me so. Thinking I'm so smart. Girl, that's the Oscars. Anyways.
So, whatever. I'm obviously, like, not part of that. And obviously with the Grammys, it's not
part of the
Academy. Like,
you guys didn't know.
I do know it's not people's, it's not the People's Choice Awards, all the things. But it does just feel a little like, oh, okay. And also, the Grammys aren't based off of which albums necessarily did the best or like were at the top of the charts. But don't you feel like it should, like, a little bit? Like,
I think Billie should have won.
When you think about the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually do think that that album was like, it had, the, I don't know. I, if you guys didn't know, I'm also not a part of the Academy. But
we are speaking as two people not a part of the Academy.
Didn't know. Teddy Swims existed. Didn't know he was different than Eddie. But I think that that album has the same, like, level of, like, whoa factor as Cowboy Carter, but actually is, like, really listenable and you, like, want to listen to it.
It's also hard for me to say because also with the Grammys, I don't listen to all of the music that comes out during the year. And it's like, I liked a couple of Billie songs. I don't necessarily know who I think. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about which was the, like, what I think, which album do I think took the world most by storm, I do think that it was Short and Sweet. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because I love Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. I'm like top of the charts after top of the, like, broke so many records.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I guess that's not what it's based off of. So that's fine. So I'm not upset about Beyonce winning, whatever. Again, I enjoyed the album, so whatever. I will say, though, I started filming. I said this to Libby, but I started filming a TikTok the other day.
She sent it
TikTok.
To me.
I filmed a TikTok the other day, and I was going to post it about a thought that I was having. And at the end of the TikTok, I go, actually, I was going to post this, but I don't feel safe posting this on this platform. I only feel safe on my podcast. That's where I'm going
to
talk about
and it. And I watch this whole video, and I get to the end, and I'm like, oh.
So I just saved the video and sent it to Libby. Mm-hmm. But here's what I said, gist of it, in the video. I'm just seeing a lot of people, and I'm sure they're not even just saying it about this, but when people get upset that their favorite artist doesn't win, like, I was seeing so many people talk about, like, Billie deserved to win. She poured her heart and soul into that album. She was crying. Like, she worked so hard on that album. She should have won. And it's like, that is just not a valid argument as to why somebody should win something.
Totally. They all worked hard.
They all worked hard on their music.
Yeah.
And they all poured their heart and soul into it. And that's okay. Like, Billie's young and she's just going to have to learn that you don't always get rewarded for the hard work that you do. Yeah. This is your profession. This is your job. You work tirelessly day in and day out, Libby, and you might not win Teacher of the Year.
Yeah, I won't. There's not even a thing.
If you worked at a school where it was, you maybe wouldn't win.
Yeah, totally.
Even though you work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was totally feeling like a boomer. And I was like, that's just life. Like, get over it. Like, you guys are being entitled and annoying. But that's kind of my last thought. Just like, they all worked hard and the Academy has a say at the end of the day. Not us. I guess I'll be tuning into the People's Choice
until
Awards.
We are the Academy, until we get our applications get passed. But I will say, just like, speaking of the People's Choice Awards, like, I wish we could still participate in the Kids' Choice Awards.
So,
and I wish that, like, because it's like, we are that group that did the Kids' Choice Awards, and it's like, let's do it. What are the People's Choice Awards? We got to watch those.
I don't ever watch, but I always see things about, like, vote for this person for People's Choice Awards.
I need to go be voting.
You should, should vote.
I think we're both tired, and I have a feeling I'm not going to be saying my R's correctly. No. I'm already feeling that, and I'm not going to be making a lot of sense, so.
No.
I'm just saying, I just, like, already can feel it. Anyways, I'll try my best, everybody.
Good thing there's not a ton to make that much sense about.
You're right.
So anyways, that's the Grammys.
Yeah.
What else has been going on, Libby?
Okay, I have two things. Both funny.
Okay.
One sad. Which one do you want to hear first?
Just the funny one.
Just the funny one. Okay, so this is just a funny little tidbit. I can't think of words right now. This weekend, I was in Louisiana with my friend. Mm-hmm. And we're walking down Magazine Street. We're window shopping. And there are just some homeless people around. There's this homeless man sitting there. And we're just walking by. And he says, I'm going to pull it up. I wrote down this quote because it was so unbelievable and amazing. He said to both of us, we both accepted it as truth to us.
Okay.
He said, if I said you had the most beautiful legs in the world, would you believe me?
And we both were like,
that was good. And we literally were like, that worked on me.
Would you believe me?
That was incredibly romantic and a great pickup line. He said, if I said you had the best legs in the world, would you believe me? And we were like, yeah, sir, I would. I didn't say that, obviously. But anyways, that's like really been, I wrote it down in my notes app because it just felt like something I needed to remember forever, you know?
For sure.
Next on the docket, I have some really horrible news.
What?
Okay, so listen to this. Okay, so sometimes I'll delete apps like Instagram and TikTok if I'm on there for a lot. Okay. I need a break. So last week I've been on TikTok a lot, especially with the ban, and like I was like, just like, who cares, I'm just gonna be on TikTok because it's gonna go away anyways.
Yeah.
And so I deleted TikTok because I was like, I need a break, it's gonna be fine. And then I'm with my friend this weekend and she tells me, yeah, I deleted TikTok too when the whole ban thing happened. And then it came back, and so I went
to. You're
not
gonna be able to get it back.
I went to download it, and you can't download it on the app store. It literally says this app is banned in your country. And so I said, "Oh!" And so I went on, and now I'm banned from TikTok.
You're banned from TikTok.
I cannot download it onto my phone.
TikTok.
Tip top. And so when you sent me that TikTok this morning, I said, "Yeah, this is the only way I'm gonna see it." And I'm like, really like.
This is bad.
This
actually
is really bad. Like, really bad.
We have an entire well of like topics and things.
I don't know.
That we pull inspiration.
Reels is horrible. It's a dark place. It's stupid. I don't even want to be on my phone anymore.
It's a dark place. Well, that's good. That's probably for the best.
I know it is, but it's just like really. And like when she told me, I just kind of laughed. And I really was just kind of like, oh, well. But the longer it's gone on, the more I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, am I never going to be able to get on there again?
What? Why are they acting like this?
Why? Like, why can you still be on it if you don't delete it? People need to know that. People need to know, don't delete it or you won't be able to ever get it again. Like, do you think I'll ever be able to get on it again or no? I'm so serious about this.
Yes, I do.
You're hopeful?
Yeah.
I think that's a blind hope and let's have it.
I mean, the way that they were talking about it, thanks to President Trump, we were able to save TikTok. Then, like,
no thanks to Trump, I can't get it. I can't get it back.
No thanks to Trump, I can't get it.
I can't get it back. Trump, please.
I want my TikTok.
I want my app. I want my scroll. I want my DM with Remedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're sending me anything on there, I can't see it.
Well, that kind of is actually a bad business move.
No, and I didn't mean it to be a bad business.
And now I'm mad.
I know.
I'm just kidding. You didn't know.
I didn't know. And I'm going to do everything I can. I haven't done one thing, but I.
You need to write a letter to Congress.
Oh my gosh. I can't get political. I don't even want to step. They're going to ask me to.
They're gonna have ask a role to join
and
the board.
They're gonna literally ask me to have a role, and I can't be doing that. I can't be entering. Snow, President Snow. That's me.
That's not. Yeah, what if I was
they ask me to have something to do with politics, I'm gonna be the next President Snow. We don't know what I'm capable of.
Speaking of that,
oh my gosh, do tell.
I finished the selection series.
Huge. I mean, yeah. Go on.
And, well, okay, there are 5 books. I read the first, I finished the first three, which they're the core ones.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the last episode, I said it was taking me a little bit to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't that excited. Well, I got halfway through the book and I couldn't, I had to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished it. And then in 2 days, I finished the other two. And I just couldn't stop. I was needing to leave social situations to go read the book. I was telling my family that I was, quote, going to sleep, but I was staying up for hours in my room reading.
My heart is swelling right now. Redeeming the TikTok.
Gosh, it is just like, it just took me back to being a teenager.
I know.
But I did realize that I don't think I can read those types of books anymore.
Yeah.
Because it does this to me. The whole next day at work, I couldn't stop thinking about a fictional character.
I know.
Someone who's not real. I couldn't stop thinking that I wanted to be dating him.
Oh, yeah.
He's not real.
No, he's not.
And
it's
then
devastating too.
My friend was like, oh, I found a new foundation that I think that you might like. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is it? And she was like, it's called Ilia, which is the name of the country in the book.
But it's also just Ilia the brand.
And I was like, and she's like, what? And I was like, that's the name of the country in the book series I finished last night. And she was literally like, you have to stop. Like, get it together. And I was like, okay. So,
but sometimes you gotta feel that. You gotta feel that way. To be able to be like, yes, reading is awesome. It's so fun.
And I'm reading our book club book right now. But you once are. I'm done with it, I decided I'm gonna read books 4 and 5. Just like scratch the itch a little bit.
Yeah.
But also in reading those books, I did decide that I would like to be a queen. Mm-hmm. And I think that I would be a really good queen.
You would.
And so I need to find a way somehow.
I'll be president, you be queen.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right. I don't want to be president.
Okay, don't be president.
I just want to be a princess.
You can be one of the princesses.
Okay, I'll be your lady in waiting.
Okay, amazing.
Like Queen Charlotte.
I want
and
the selection to happen really bad. And I want to get chosen.
I know.
So
you could
anyways.
Go on The Bachelor.
Oh, no, it's different. I don't get to be...
That's the closest we have to the selection.
I don't get to be a queen.
I know, you're
so
right.
The Bachelor.
Kelsey's kind of a queen, though.
And then also, let me just say, I was actually loving the book so much. Tragedy did strike in my life again.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It is another car issue.
It's so insane.
And it is that I did drive my car into a ditch.
And... it is that she texted me this and I said, well, at least you can talk about it on the podcast.
And it was extremely anticlimactic. It was really slow. It was really muddy. So really my tires just got stuck. I was
just
only
like slowly.
Yes. And I was only like halfway stuck. But it was
lame.
It was at 11:45 at night.
Is it always late at night?
I had just driven 2.5 hours
home
from here to my hometown to go see my mom. And I had to call my mom and be like, don't freak out, but I did just get stuck in a ditch. I need you to try to come get me. 2 minutes away from her house.
Oh, my gosh.
She comes. She can't get me out. And in the process, she ruins her pajama pants and her robe and loses her shoes in the mud.
No.
And then we had to call a tow guy to come pull my car out. And it was the craziest thing, seeing my car just like suspended in air like that. But while the car was being towed out, I was on the side of the road reading my book.
Oh, my God. Not what I was expecting you to say.
It was ridiculous.
I will say I'm sitting here and Remedy has the two books from the library on her shelf, on her bookshelf. She has two books from the library. Like, you will stop at nothing.
I don't
to
know
put books on your bookshelf.
I don't know when those books are due either.
They're 3 weeks from when you checked them out.
Oh,
so
okay, amazing.
You probably have like
a week
left.
It's February 12th, so I should be fine.
Great.
And don't you see, I took a bunch of books off and stuck them in that corner.
Oh,
because
it
was getting too full.
Wow, because you're such a reader.
Because I'm such a reader. I'm being known in my office this week as like the reader.
I can't roll my eyes. My eyes will disappear
like everyone's
into
being
space.
Like, everyone is being like, Remedy's reading so much. And my roommates are being like, we're not seeing her because she's reading so much. Like, she's reading so many books. Like, and I was like, I want to go to the library after work. And everyone's like, of course. Like, I was having a headache today. Someone was like, it's probably because you've been reading so much, Remedy. Like, being so for real. I started a book club at work. I forgot to tell you.
Huh?
We're going to be meeting on Mondays and we're going through a book that's like helpful for us in our job.
Oh, so it's not really a fun book club. It's a work book club.
Yeah, but I've heard it's an amazing book.
What is
that
it?
Everyone should read, The Anxious Generation.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, so we're starting that on Monday.
You're so insane.
I And I knew I was going to tell you I'm being known as the reader at work. And uh-huh. you would be responding in this exact way.
I'm obviously like so happy. And it's just hilarious. I have been like I have been like begging you. I have been like, Remedy, please read. You're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to. And I'm like, okay, well, here's some books. And you're like, maybe. I read this. Oh, I didn't like this book. You know, I'm like, oh my. And you read one book. Just kidding. A life-changing book series. And that's what it does. That's what the selection does. And that's why it's a gateway book.
It is a gateway.
And Daisy book. Jones is too, but for different people.
Oh my gosh, someone told me today they listened to last week's episode and they said, you know, I also didn't like Daisy Jones.
Okay.
I was like, wow, okay, amazing.
You're making people feel heard.
I am. And that's why I have this platform.
I wish you guys could see my face. I was getting in my car to come over here thinking, I'm just getting in my car to drive over to my friend's house to record our podcast. And I was like, not much has changed in my life in the last year, but I could not have anticipated
last year
that we'd be making a podcast together.
Me either, girl.
Can I give an update?
Yeah.
Last week we talked about party planning, and I'm officially planning my Galentine's party. And
amazing.
I've been thinking about our little episode, and I made a list of supplies. And then I had an experience, like you said, of, hey, stuff you might want, is it going to be at stores? I went to Home Goods today looking for some Valentine's, like maybe a banner or something, and some plates and napkins. Easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Napkins, easy. I go into Home Goods. They only have a teeny tiny little shelf of Valentine's, and the rest is bunnies for Easter.
Yes, that's also what stores do. It's sickening.
I'm sick. I'm like, I'm sorry, let's not rush through Valentine's. Yeah. It's the best one.
It hasn't even happened yet.
It hasn't even, it's not even,
it's
it
not
just
even
turned
this week.
February.
It's
it just
next
turned,
week.
Yes, and they had nothing, but I did get a fun tablecloth and a fun plate, whatever. But it made me think about that, and I was like, okay, and I was already thinking, maybe I'll do some DIY hearts for my wall, and that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah, you're gonna have
it's
to.
It's sick.
When's the party?
I texted you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What?
Read it and weep.
All that,
mama,
is I asked you the question. Just oh my gosh! Wait,
you have to click on it. It says all the information you need to know.
Okay, well, hear me out. I thought this was the image attached
to
this
Instagram
link. And I looked at the Instagram post.
Maybe that's what people are thinking.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Whoops.
I'm like, yes, I did.
No, you
didn't. So it's on Galentine's Day.
Wait, when is Galentine's
Thursday?
Day?
It's Thursday night. You're free.
Are you sure?
Yes, because you told me you come to my party. Because you'll
oh my
cancel
gosh,
your
so
other
we're
plans.
We're going to be together on Wednesday and Thursday.
Ooh.
So fun. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay.
Oh, I finally watched I, Tonya.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, how'd you like it?
I was sicky on Monday. I really liked it. It was impossible to find, and so I had to do some kind of like free trial of like Cinemax.
I thought we watched it on Netflix.
No, on like Cinemax, like through Hulu. I don't even know what it was, but it was a really good movie. It was fun to watch after my favorites book.
Yeah.
It was really crazy, and Margot Robbie's awesome.
It's an amazing movie, I thought.
It's an amazing movie, and it was really interesting. I also, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, great. Let's start. I mean, we've already been going.
That's so true. But this episode, you guys, in light of Valentine's Day coming up, crush season is upon us.
Hard eyes,
crush
hard
season
eyes,
is
hard
always
eyes.
Upon me.
It is.
But we are going to talk about something fun today, and that is crush points.
Crush points.
I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
Crush points is a concept that was created by two of my friends. They know who they are. And I'll give you the quick background. It was how it was told to me is that crush points were originally created to
the beginning of time.
At the beginning of time to try to figure out, okay, who do you actually have a crush on? And so essentially what it is, everybody is given 7 crush points.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to allot those crush points to your crushes.
Yeah.
The reason the number 7 is significant is because if you're trying to decide between two boys, you can't be like, well, I'm giving one 4 and the other 4. Like, I can't decide. It's like, no, you have to give one 4 and you have to give one 10. Mm-hmm. We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. And so that's how Crush Point started. And so my two friends, they would just be like, okay, okay, you don't know who you like. Like, let's figure it out. Like, do crush points on them. And it helps you figure out who is actually at the top of your list. Mm-hmm. But over the years since I've known crush points, we've kind of just turned it into, I still do crush points with boys. But also, you can just do crush points with things that you're loving, things mm-hmm. that you're having crush on, like, I'm giving 3 crush points to pizza, 1 to whatever. And
sushi.
Not kiss, marry, kill again. And so it's just a really
fun game. But what if you give 3, 3, and 1?
You can do that.
Then that's confusing. Because what if you give 3 to sushi, 3 to pizza, 1 to bagels? Sushi and pizza, they're at an equal standing. Remedy? Sorry.
No, then what you would do is like, okay, obviously sushi is in third place.
Oh.
Do crush points with pizza and bagels right now.
Okay, got it.
You know?
I understand.
But also, you can play it where I always play with a group of people. It's a good icebreaker. Like, okay, let's talk about our crush points. What are you loving this week? Mm-hmm. And you can choose to allot 1 crush point to 7 things. You can choose to allot 2, 2, 1. Or you can do 3, 2, 2. So it's just, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But those are crush points. And this is a fun thing. This can be a fun thing if you're going to throw a Galentine's party to talk about at your Galentine's party. You can do it with actual crushes or just things that you're loving. And so me and Libby are going to do our crush points.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do this. So
I didn't write mine down.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But.
So I'm just like saying things.
So I'm just like saying
this. Like, I don't really understand. So
what? You've not done crush points before?
Not in a long time with you. I mean, not in a long time.
Okay. Do you need me to go first?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll go first to do actual crushes really quick.
Okay.
Because I fell in love today.
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah, you need to talk about this.
There's somebody who has, I would say, like 6 of my crush points right now.
If he hears this.
There's no way he hears this. And if he does, then.
He only follows his wife on Spotify.
Stop, you're spoiling it.
Sorry.
So today I was doing this work thing. Like, as we all know, I work at a summer camp. And one of my bosses comes into the common areas today and he's like, hey, there's a group of about 40 people coming to tour our camps this afternoon. Can a group of you come with and help lead this tour? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. So I go and all these people pull up. They start getting out of their car. This one person gets out of his car and immediately I'm like, he's really cute. And immediately I look at his left hand and there's no ring on it. Mm. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm not like being crazy or anything, but we start giving the tour. I find myself in a group with him and a couple of other people.
Wow.
And then I find myself with just him.
Oh my gosh.
And we're talking about camp. It's not anything crazy, but he's like, what's your favorite part about camp? Mm-hmm. Like, favorite part about your job? Like, all these things.
Wow.
And he's great question really asker. Cute and asking so many questions and being interested.
What's a big detail about him?
Yes, 100%. And I'm like, okay.
No, I asked a question.
What? What'd you say?
What? I said, and what's a big detail about him? And you said, yes. Just kept going.
Big detail about him is that he's kind of country.
He's a cowboy. She said, I fell in love with a cowboy today.
So whatever, I'm having a swimming time. We're like moving from one camp to another all via car. And so we're heading out to go to the next camp and like people are in their cars and me and him are standing outside talking. Mm-mm. And everyone is in my van, like waiting for me to get in. And,
oh my gosh.
And then he's just like, okay, let's continue at the next camp. And I'm like, perfect.
Oh my gosh. And you're
so
like,
I
this
get
is
in
it.
The van and my whole van is just like looking at me and I'm just like, like not saying anything. And I was like, oh, it's kind of getting hot.
Oh my gosh.
And then we drive off to the next camp. But then we get to the next camp and then I get kind of scared and I'm like, I don't want to be like crazy and be like running up and being like, okay, like let's continue this, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's genuinely asking good questions about like a lot of things about camp to various people.
Isn't that kind of his job for the day? Wasn't that what he was there
yeah,
for?
Yeah, he was there to be on a tour.
Really? He's such a good question asker.
But he was asking me.
He was asking me about my job.
He was asking me personal questions.
What kind of
questions.
Food we serve. He was asking me like, Libby? What kind of games do we play? Like, I can't believe it.
Don't sorry. Be a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
He
I'm
was
sorry.
Asking me genuine questions. And so then one of my friends who was also giving the tour comes up to me and she's like, you need to get his number. And I was like, no way, I can't get his number, I'm too scared. I'm like, not doing that. And she's like, get it. And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, we'll keep flirting with him. And so I continue being around him, whatever. And then it's time for us to leave and I'm like, bye, it was nice to meet you guys, to all of the people or whatever. And I get back in the van and my friends are yelling at me and they're like, what are you doing? You missed your opportunity. You should have gotten his number. Get out of the car right now and go get his number. And I'm like, no, no, I can't do it. And so then one of the guys that I work with, he's married. He has nothing to lose. He's like, okay, I'll go do it. So he gets out of the car to go get his name and number because somehow I didn't get his name. And he's like, I can't find him. I can't find him. And it's like, it's fine. It's fine. So I look up his camp online and we find him in the staff directory. And I'm like, here he is. And then we're on Instagram and we look him up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, this person is so wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm about to follow him. But I pause and I click on his Spotify link that he has in his bio. Oh, but first I see that one of the people following him is my friend who's in the car, her college roommate.
So
and
crazy.
So I'm like, Avery, oh my gosh, look who's following him. Like, you need to get the details. So she starts texting him or texting her friend about him. And then I'm on his Spotify and I'm looking through all his playlists. Then I notice he's only following six people and one of them is a girl. And I click on the girl, zoom into her profile picture, and it's a picture of him and her. And
dun,
I'm like,
done.
You're kidding me. My heart ripped out of my chest.
I mean, devastating.
But then I go back to work and I'm screaming to everybody else. We're air playing everything happening. And that was the day that Drew broke my heart.
You are really naming names.
Okay. I need to still put myself out there, like, just in case something, like, doesn't work out. And he remembers, like, that one girl I met at camp.
Okay, great.
It's just also one of those situations. We don't really, like, meet random people.
No.
Who seem eligible.
No, never.
And we're, like, hitting it off with them.
Yeah, that's so insane.
And so, in my brain, I'm like, this is it for me.
No, that was it.
Especially because I live in this world where I'm like, the person that I'm marrying, surely I already know them. Like, that is something I kind of stand on. But weirdly enough, this week, I was like, actually, maybe I don't know the person. And then I meet this random person.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the last thing I'll say about that is petition for men to start wearing a sign of something when they're engaged.
And that's really fair.
It's ridiculous. So, anyways, he has six of my crush points. And then one person has one of my crush points and can't talk about that person on the air.
Noted. So, all right.
That's what I'll say. Libby, give us your crush points.
Of what?
Okay, what about you do actual crushes? You can do fictional people.
Fictional?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Maxon.
Drew has five of mine. No. Drew has four of mine. Maxon has two of mine.
The other person.
The other person has one.
Okay, great. I don't have any crush points to give out. I mean, I do have crush points to give out, but they're up for grabs. I don't have any.
Okay, then just do normal things then.
Okay. These are just items. These are just things that I'm loving. So I'm going to give one crush point to voice memos. I feel like I've been sending a lot and receiving a lot. Our friend Abigail has really been into them recently, and I'm just kind of, like, loving receiving them and, like, having a voice memo to listen to.
Love.
My next single crush point goes to my new keychain I got this weekend. It's a little pink heart with a red outline. It says a little bit dramatic. And cute. Every time I grab my keys, it, like, brings me a jolt of joy. I'm really loving it. My next single crush point goes to sunsets. Basic, but I've been seeing a lot of really pretty ones recently. I went on a walk tonight and the sun was setting and it was really beautiful and it makes me feel like I'm in a movie. And it just reminds me I'm alive.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give 3 crush points to my journal. Yeah. We know I'm loving my journal. I'm loving my journal last night.
I'm glad you're still loving it.
I think I'm going to be loving it for a long time. What's that Maggie Rogers song?
I'm going to love you for a long time. I'm going to love you for a long time.
That doesn't feel like the beat, but yeah, that's it. Anyways, that song, whatever. I'm loving my journal. I'm thinking about my journal. I'm thinking about all the fun things I can do. And last night I did my little February mood board. Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with it. I mean, 2 months in. And I did a little board for my trip that I went on. I got a fun free sticker this weekend. I saved a receipt from a restaurant. It was really fun. So loving that, it is helping me be more present in the moment, which is what I wanted. And my last 3 go to Valentine's decorations.
Wow.
I mean, I'm loving it. I also work in an elementary school. So I had my kids make precious little Valentines with their little hands, you know, and we just have fun things. And despite Home Goods, despite what they have done to me, I bought a cute tablecloth that's like pink stripes with red hearts on it and put it on my table. And it's so cute. And it just brings me lots of joy. So those are my
so
3.
Fun.
Those are my last 3. Okay. What are yours? What are yours going to?
Okay. I'm going to give 2 crush points to, yes, the selection,
mm-hmm.
but also just kind of like the hype around reading right now.
Yeah.
No, being known as the office reader, wanting to read my book at night.
Seriously, so awesome.
Except last night, it was devastating. I didn't get to read my book because I kept getting a million notifications that I was running out of storage on my phone.
Oh, no.
And I was down the rabbit hole of deleting so many things. Mm-hmm. And I deleted, I think, like 1,600 screenshots alone.
Wow.
So
it's always at the most inopportune times that it happened.
Yes.
Can I tell you a time, honestly, before the dawn of time that this happened to me? The first memory I recall of this happening to me where my phone said out of storage. I was using a flip phone. The year was 2000, let's say 11. 2011.
Okay.
I have somehow gotten the opportunity to come down into the acoustic set feet away from Taylor Swift. This is the time I hugged her. I've told you the story, right? No, you know this about
no,
me?
No.
You know I hugged her?
No.
No way. Are you for real?
You've hugged Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Did you not realize we had a history?
No. I've known that you've gone to every tour. I didn't know you hugged her.
I hugged her. For real. Wrap my arms around that girl.
Oh.
I squeezed it tight.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm 12. I'm at the concert.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing my yellow Fearless t-shirt that I bought there. Somehow I'm asked if I want to come down to the acoustic set, like where she's on the little rotating stage.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to make this about me. You're literally in the middle of crush points, but I have to tell this story. She's on the rotating stage. I'm in this little circle of people around her. She comes up. She's wearing a blue, like, you know, a blue dress like she used to wear with like little spaghetti straps, cowboy boots, big curly hair. She is rotating around singing a song. I wish I could remember what it is. I bet you it's like Tim McGraw or something. And I'm literally looking at her as close as we are. And I'm taking pictures with my flip phone. And it says, no more storage. No more storage. And I think I have a single picture. I honestly do think I have a, you can go deep in my Facebook and find a single picture I took of her.
Oh.
And then she comes off the stage. And this was in the era where artists, and especially her, they would try to hug as many people.
Yeah.
They would like walk through the crowd and just hug everybody. Pre-COVID, pre-date. I mean, it was obviously like someone could have done something bad. But she comes off the stage and I literally jump out. And she hugs everyone in our little area, but I jump out and I'm the first person to hug her. And I wrap my arms around her. She's so skinny Winnie. And I just hug her tight.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you did. I feel like
jump out.
I feel like people, like my middle school girls know about this so much so that one of my middle school girls' moms told me that at their family devotional, the daughter brought it up. somehow she brought up Libby hugged Taylor Swift. And I'm like, yeah, sorry about that. I brag about that a lot. I'm shocked you didn't know that.
I had no clue.
So anyways, that's the first time I remember my storage. That's when I say it's always at the most inopportune times. I probably could have taken a picture with her.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have any photo proof. That's what's so crazy. I could be lying.
You could be.
I'll find the picture.
You could be lying. Okay.
I'm not though. Can I just say though, like I did hug Taylor Swift in that shirt, and a week later I was at my friend's house and I fell in a lake wearing it, and it was devastating because I was like, I was never gonna wash this, you know, but I had to wash it. I don't have that shirt anymore.
You don't even have it.
I mean, it's probably a youth small.
Wow.
Anyways,
okay.
So that's,
I love that for you.
One of your two of your crush points.
Two
I'm
of
sorry.
My crush points is reading, and specifically the selection series. Mm-hmm. One of my crush points is going to Laneige lip gloss, but like in the tube of it. And I have started this initiative that I would like to be seen by as many people as possible in a day, like putting on the lip gloss. I don't know. There was just one time my friend said something to me. We were in front of a group of people and she was like, a lot of people can see us. Like, let's put on lip gloss.
That's a middle school girl.
And so I've started doing it ever since then. And I keep that thing strapped to me and I'm constantly putting it on. But I also love it.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I'm giving one crush point to running. And it's only getting one because it's only enjoyable sometimes. Mm-hmm. And most of the times it's not.
Yeah.
But it's really enjoyable when it is.
It's good.
I'm giving one crush point to, I was originally going to put Sopapilla cheesecake. Because I've been eating that a lot, but somehow I've been eating Sopapilla cheesecake a lot.
Because you made it.
But
somehow, I don't understand. It just ended up in my kitchen after I made it.
But I've kind of just been liking treats of all kinds.
Yummy. Yeah.
And so that's getting one. My little cousin, Ileana, is getting a crush point.
Aww.
She's the cutest thing I've ever been around in my entire life. And I can like hear her voice in my head at all times. She's so freaking cute. And I'm giving one crush point to the warm weather that we've been receiving this
week. I almost did that too. It's felt amazing. Like spring. It's
I've
awesome.
I've worn shorts every day this week.
It's been awesome.
So anyways, yeah. Those are my crush points.
That's a fun question to ask. I like that.
Yeah. You keep it in the back of your pocket at all times. Crush points. Yeah.
Crush points, crush points, crush points.
Yay.
Awesome.
Okay, well...
There are more things we could talk about in relation
so
to this.
Many.
But I think that we need to, I think we need to cut ourselves off.
Okay.
And I think we need to just save it for another episode because there will be more.
There's going to be plenty more.
There's going to be plenty more. I do have to give a shout out to someone who's not going to hear this, but it's my nephew's birthday today. Oliver. He turns six. Oliver.
Six.
And you know what's awful? He has the flu.
No, I had the flu on my seventh birthday.
Yeah. And I told my brother, I was like, unfortunately, it's a rite of passage to have... to be sick either on Christmas or your birthday.
Yeah.
Like that's just kind of like it sucks, but everyone experiences it. And I hope this is his last time.
Yeah.
Sweet, precious baby boy.
Yeah.
I love him. So he turned six today.
HBD.
HBD Oliver.
Okay. Well, hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to us, just DM us.
DM us. If you have any opinions that are different from ours, which you probably do, let us know. Kristen Ray, if you have any opinions, if we said anything incorrect... send us a voice memo.
Yeah, we got one this week. Don't worry. And
don't ever be like, oh, I don't want to text them. They don't want to hear from me.
Yeah.
Please do. It when I see that I'm put in a group message with Remedy and someone else, it is like, oh, what did they say?
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you idiots. Shut up.
And we're like, yes, ma'am. We're done talking forever. Okay. Well, Libby, I will see you later when I see you. And you guys, hopefully, I'll be hearing from you soon.
What are you saying?
And
okay.
That's all I got to say.
That's all you gets to say. I want just to say, if anyone has any tips about getting back on TikTok, seriously text me and seriously DM us if you have my number. Or if you like feel passionate about running for office, do that too. And like, let's just like go from the top.
We need to get a hold of Elon.
Okay, yeah. Elon would totally get me into that app.
And I feel like we can get a hold of him. I mean, after all, you've hugged Taylor Swift.
Exactly. I'll call up Taylor. She knows
Elon.
Oh my
gosh, Super Bowl is going to be soon.
Who do you think's going to win? This is going to premiere after. Who do you think's going to win?
I think I haven't followed much this season.
Me neither,
but
of course
I think that the Eagles might.
I think that they will, and I'm going to say that just for Ellie's sake, because she'll be happy. Oh, you know who's going to be mad at me?
Who?
Tom.
He's a Chiefs guy.
No, he's a Dallas guy. Oh. I say this as I'm wearing his Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt. He's going to be really mad at me for saying that. Well, I'm totally conflicted.
I'm sorry,
right
you
now.
Only have two teams to choose from.
I'm totally conflicted.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what
and
to do.
And we need to stop talking, but like, if you want to talk about the Luka situation, like, it's also.
Lupus?
Oh. Luka.
Luka.
I'm done. Okay, bye. It's been too
bye,
much.
I love y'all. Lupus.